Good morning. Lately, I've heard a bunch of disclaimers when they get the name wrong in the bulletin. I'm not disclaiming anything. I'm proud to be Alvin Beiler. He might have a different take on that. Amber called me yesterday afternoon. I was at work, and she said, "Dad, the phone is just ringing all about heaters in the church," and the response was great. Thank you. I got home about 11 o'clock last night and sat down to try to get something together for devotions. Woke up at 4:30 this morning, read my notes, and said, "That sounds," well, to put it bluntly, I said, "That sounds arrogant." So I ripped them all up, so I'm not sure what you're going to hear this morning. So I switched gears completely. Today's lesson is headlined "Symptoms of Spiritual Decline." It's a symptom today of not only our churches, but our country, our society as a whole. Worldwide, if you ask any foreigner, Americans are known to be arrogant. If you ask a foreigner his opinion of America or of an American, arrogance is usually at the forefront. It's the first thing they think of when they think of Americans. When Jesus selected his disciples, he did not select from the scholars or the teachers or the leaders. Jesus wanted his disciples to be humble. The gospel message is very simple. Paul was one of the most educated people in his time. His teachers were some of the foremost scholars of his time. But still, when he preached and during his sermons, he simplified. He always worked to simplify the message. Instead of asking what others could do for Paul, Paul asked what he could do for others. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Matthew 18, verse 4. "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Is there any 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old here that would lead us in the Lord's Prayer this morning? I'll keep going up. Okay, if not, let's just all say the Lord's Prayer together this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.